a time of testimonies here in just a moment. Let's hear what the Lord has done. Amen. Amen. You want to call those folks out? You just line them up down front right here.
Start with Gunny.
Yeah, just bring them all out. Make a line down front here, then we don't have to wait.
And I would like the Whites to come.
Some of you know about it, some of you don't.
Some of you don't. David King.
It's good to have you, man.
Brandon. You two right there. Come on.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
I have no idea.
Hallelujah.
We've been doing the last 8 months.
I have no idea. Is that it?
That's it.
I'm going to add that young lady over there. Facebook superstar. Come here quickly.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to add one more lady into this mix. All the way from the upper room. Come here, we'll start off with you. How about that? Yeah, we'll start with you. Come right over here. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell the people what God's done for you, because I know he's touched you.
Yes.
Amen. So go ahead and do that. I'll hold this microphone. So.
Okay.
All right.
So, sorry. My name's Michelle, and God has just radically just wrecked my life. For the good, of course. So I've been a Christian for 2.5 years. I was saved January 1st, 2015.
Hallelujah. Awesome.
Yes. So, I woke up hungover as usual and, got saved through a YouTube video.
Wow.
Yes. And so I am a flight attendant, so I travel with the military and I'm 100% international. So when I'm gone 3-4 weeks at a time, sometimes 40 days, sometimes 60 days. So the only church that I've ever had really up until October of last year was just my laptop, the internet, and the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
So, yes. So everything that I basically have learned has just been really just taught by the Lord, and it's just been amazing. Amazing. Yes, and so it's like every time I go somewhere, even being here, I mean, Juan told me about it honestly 4 weeks ago during Revive Texas in the beginning of it. And I was at the car wash last Wednesday and it just popped in my head. And I didn't even know, I knew it was like cathedral something in Fort Worth. And so Google's so awesome. So, you know, but that's just how God works.
Praise
he
God
just.
For Google.
Yeah. So he just always just puts stuff, and I just go and just, I mean, that's honestly how I've learned. I mean, I don't have a background except for that.
So do you feel that God's really touched you in these meetings, that you've been here?
Yes, yes, extremely.
What has he done for you here?
Well, besides the joy.
Oh, you got some of that? Huh?
Yes.
You got some of that?
Yes, I have. You know, just... I feel like I just have like more love in my heart for just things and just people. And I just feel like I just look at people just completely just differently. And it's just like scales have just, you know, just fallen off. My ears are more open. Like I said, a lot more love, a lot more patience. I mean, patience, because right now I'm living with my parents. Yes, and I just moved back 3 months ago, and I'm 33, so, you know, it's real easy to be stuck in your ways, but, like, stuff just rolls off, like, the way it never would have before. I mean, just with anybody. Somebody told me the other day I wasn't a Christian because I celebrate Christmas, and was asking me all of these questions. I mean, and it was very degrading, and like, I could have gotten mad. I could have gone back to my BC days before Christ. But I just did it, and I was just like, wow, God, how am I so calm? I mean, literally, usually I used to go from 2 to like a 20. And I just, I mean, it's just, I mean, honestly, it's just amazing. It's amazing. It's really amazing.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So you're going to have some more of this tonight?
I'm hoping to, yes.
I think you're already starting to have some. Lord, give her another dose.
Oh my gosh, no.
Give her another dose. Yes, right now, Lord. Give her another dose, Jesus. Give her another dose, Lord. How about that? Getting saved on a YouTube video. We should just flood the YouTube with salvation altar calls. We should flood them. I'm telling you. Stick them on the YouTube. Stick them all on the media. Somebody's going to turn on there. Somebody's going to get saved. There's a young lady got saved watching a YouTube video.
Hallelujah.
People don't understand. Media, the social media actually can impact people. Some people live by the social media. I mean, sometimes on my wall on Facebook, I've got some people that post on the wall, you know, on the general wall. And I look at this and go, oh God, how much time do you spend on Facebook? I mean, it starts at 6 in the morning and it runs till 11 at night. And there's like 100 posts by these people. I'm like, what's going on here? But there's some people that live on social media and that's their entertainment. That's what they do. And there's a young lady going to be with Jesus because of that.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come here, dear brother. What's the Lord been doing for you? That's fantastic. Praise God. You want to add something to that right now?
Everything. Everything.
See, I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. So does he.
He's always with me.
He's always with you. Oh, Lord, just fill him up some more, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Fill him up some more, Lord. Fill him up some more, Lord. Fill him up some more, Jesus. You get something out of that testimony? Come here, Doc. Come over here. What? Push my hand far out with the microphone.
To say something or not?
Yes, I do. I'm waiting.
Well, I'm going to try.
Okay.
You keep getting closer.
Well, I'm going to hold the microphone over here for you.
Well,
ha ha ha!
Can I hold it instead?
Huh. We got it. You're doing good. You're doing good. You're doing good. It's not going to make any difference, I promise you.
Okay. I never would have been like this 8 months ago. Actually, I was trying to say that I'm trying real hard, okay? You know, I try to take advantage of every opportunity. That it's not really fair.
What does that mean?
Oh.
What's that mean?
You're too close.
Oh, here we are. Oh, hold the microphone.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I was trying to say that maybe you should turn around the other direction.
See, what I'm trying to say, it's not going to make any difference.
I know.
If I hold the mic or you hold, it ain't going to make any difference.
Well, I would really like to be able to say this part.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm trying.
Okay.
But, you know, I was trying to take advantage of the opportunities to be laying down on this carpet under the power of the Holy Ghost, because I figured that I believed him to take out of me whatever he didn't want in me and to put in me whatever he did want in me while I was under the power of the Holy Ghost. And I took advantage of that every opportunity that I had. And I want to thank you for coming here, Basil, and putting your hands on all of us and giving us all opportunities to be under the surgical table of the Holy Ghost. And really. And so, yeah. You know, I know obviously that it was him, but he needs bodies to operate through, and he used you and Ann here, and we really appreciate it, and appreciate Pastor for telling you to come on Wednesday and then on Sunday and then on Wednesday and then on. Appreciate it, Pastor. Because, you know, I'm a different person now than I was 8 months ago. And I hope that lots of you could say the same thing. And that's because of the power of God that we've been able to experience. And so, thank you for backing off from me a little bit.
Come here, dear lady. So what's the Lord been doing?
I think from day one, I mean, it was like electricity. Just, you know, most of the time you never even touched me before it just hit me, the power of God would hit me. I remember one night sitting right there, it was Paul and Robert and myself, and this laugh, I heard this laugh, I was like, who is that? I was like, oh, that's me! This laugh I've never heard out of my mouth. It was hilarious. And you know, Easter is a big time for here at the church and ministry, and I mean, we're all tired after Easter, and we had a meeting right after Easter on Monday morning, bright early Monday morning. And we're just sitting there. I don't even know if Tony and Suzanne and them are here, but we were just having our meeting, and out of my mouth, right in the middle of everything, this laughter came out of me. I couldn't stop. It just totally interrupted our meeting. And it was so good and so refreshing. Like, by the time I finished with that meeting, I was so refreshed. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I was so tired when I got here, and now I feel so great. And all I did was just the joy hit me. And it's just refreshing. It's just like drinking from the river of life. You know, it's just been wonderful. Every single service has been wonderful.
Oh my goodness. From the beginning, I was so excited. Because I knew I was hungry. And I knew, I just knew God was going to do something. And well, he did. Man, night after night on the floor, just, I mean, we'd work in children's ministry and be working all night long. And we'd come in, and he'd be at the last section of the prayer, and we'd go in and jump in there, and same Holy Ghost, same power to hit us. It's like as if we've been in the whole meeting. It's just one night we were sitting back there, and he walked by and go, oh, sorry, and went and laid hands on us, and for almost an hour later, we were just under the power. Oh, I needed this so bad. So 8 months ago, Basil, I could hardly even walk. Everybody knew 8 months ago. And at that time, a door opened up for me, and I got some wisdom and did some things, and God healed me in these 8 meetings. And I'm healed. I'm well. I'm strong. I'm healthy. And
thank you, Lord
He's
Jesus.
Just a, it's just been soaking in these meetings, and it's just been so amazing. And sometimes I just wish you'd put me out of my misery. It's so good, it hurts so bad.
Thank you, Lord. Give him another dose. Give him another dose. What's happening, my dear brother?
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It started right when you got here. Thank you, Jesus. The presence of God is up here.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord started working in us just in a greater way. I had such a hunger for, I just knew what this church needed.
was just a fresh fire, a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost. And crying out to God and doing everything that we knew and being hungry and preaching as hard as possible. And God brought the answer. And it coincided with some television changes. We had to shut down. We're actually on TBN here locally. And it just the Lord just gave me some wisdom and said, it's time to shut that door. It was a temporary thing. And so we went off the air. And God's done a mighty work on the inside of Riley and me, you know, individually, but as a married couple. And as a married couple in the ministry, I mean, you would think with us not traveling around the world doing all this big television, you know, there wouldn't have been a lot of ministry work done in our hearts. But I'm telling you that God has done a real big work in our hearts together, you know, because we're coming up on a year of first year of marriage, August 6th. So, you know, I've been preaching. It's 2017 now. I started preaching in 93. So whatever that adds up to. I've been preaching and doing the ministry for a long time, and I know what God's been doing in my life over the 20-plus years, but for us to get married, and within a year, God's already done so much in us, and it's just been a supernatural work of God that coincided with the timing of these meetings and the anointing of God in these meetings, and having hands laid on us and seeing, and Riley's, you know, she wasn't able to make it tonight. But she's been on the floor just drunk in the Holy Ghost, laughing in the spirit, full of the Holy Ghost. And it has just been really awesome to see what God's done. And in the church congregation, I mean, what God has done here, I believe that I know that the wells of revival have been dug deeper and deeper. And we really, really needed this. I'm telling you, what God has for this congregation in the months and the years to come, we're going to have the spiritual strength to carry it out in a mightier way than we would have otherwise. We wouldn't have been able to take the next step. And I know what God also is doing is, it's a progressive, continued revival. We're going to go up a step higher. However God plans it, whoever's in the pulpit, whatever God's plans are, we're taking a step higher. Everything is going higher. And what God's done in here, and in every single one of you, is dig the wells deeper and deeper and stronger by the Spirit of God. And he's going to bring out strength and fruit and increase in this house and in this city because of it. I mean, it's just the fruit that we have seen up until this point. I'll tell you this, the fruit that we have seen up until this point is small compared to what we're going to see over the next several months and the next several years from these meetings. I'm going to tell you again, the fruit that you have seen in your life, because what God's been doing here in this church during this time has been a work in individuals. But it is greater and more than just the individual work. He's done a work in this body that's going to be, it's going to be seen, it's going to be manifested. And what he's done in individuals has been awesome. But what he's done in this congregation, in this body, is even bigger than that. We're going to see it begin to manifest. But
thank you, Jesus.
It's been awesome, and God's grown our ministry, the television ministry. We're on the TV and local station. And then all of a sudden, the Lord opened up a door through Brother Rodney. He's going on a new, he's building a new TV network on the Dish Network, Channel 269. It starts July the 6th on a Thursday. And our show is going on Friday at 10:30 a.m. nationwide. It has a viewing, it's covering 20 million homes. Amen. So, and that's just the beginning. The ministry has been growing during this time. And the work of God in our hearts has been growing during this time. And it's been a very, very unique time for Riley and me. And then we, you know, I write down all my words. If I ever get a word here in the services, or Brother Basil or Pastor gives me a word, if you see me on my cell phone, it's not because I'm texting or getting on Facebook. I'm writing down the word that God gave me. And I look back about 2 years ago, the Lord gave me two different words about this season that we've been in. And it's been an awesome time of God digging deep in our lives and working some things that could not have been worked otherwise, and it's just been awesome, Brother Basil.
Wonderful.
We love you so much, and Ann,
love you too, man.
So,
praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So when I was standing on the platform early on, the Lord just dropped this in my heart. When I looked at you, I heard the Lord say, tell him to get ready for an extended revival.
Hallelujah.
Which I believe will be going on for months and months and months. That's what the Lord told me. So yes, you're going to go to a place, there's something going to break out, and it's going to be extended.
Yes.
It's going to be extended.
Thank you,
amen. Hallelujah. Lord,
Hallelujah.
I thank you. Thank you for the touch on this couple, Lord, on their ministry. Thank you for the impartation of the anointing, the increase upon them. Thank you, Lord, you're opening the right doors and you're closing the ones that they don't need to go through. And every step they take is ordered of you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for a fresh anointing upon them, Lord, a fresh wind of your Spirit and a fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sometimes it's hard to get preachers drunk. But he don't have a problem. Amen. What's been happening?
I've been drunk. Because of the Brown brothers that brought revival here. And I'm thankful for the prayer that Joy Nichols have invested in our, in everybody here. We are so blessed to know how to pray. Joy Nichols has taught us women, and Vicki Luther that came here for our Women of Grace retreat. And when she went to pray over me, she said, Wilda, she asked all the women, she says, now, y'all, how do you pray for Wilda? And I was thinking, Vicki, you better pray for me, you know. But she says, she took her hands and she touched my ears. And she said, you will begin to hear the word of God accurately. And you will, your hearing will increase. And man, I hit the floor. I was so drunk, but my belly is burning now. It's fire in there. But I've been hearing every morning. I've been hearing God talk. This revival. This revival. I came the first time, first night you were here. I had a sciatic. I came in with some wedges. And I went to jump up and dance. And when I jumped up, I came down wrong, and I messed up my ankle. Anyway, the whole leg was messed up. And I would come in and lay down on the floor. Guess what? It went for about probably 2 or 3 weeks, and it's totally healed. And it's because of being on the floor.
Amen.
It's on the floor, y'all. That's where it's it. God's taking all the junk out of us. Taking out the junk and putting in what needs to be in us, y'all, because thank you. Thank you for being obedient. Thank you, Pastor. Whew, I can't say nothing else. I can't.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's step right over here, dear brother. What's the Lord been doing?
Starting way back in October, I was watching a little too much YouTube, and I kind of was getting depressed about the whole situation, just all the garbage in our government and things that are going on. And your word of encouragement in that time really, really, really helped me and encouraged me a lot to get refocused on God instead of junk, instead of evil, instead of people's failure. You know, God's unlimited, but we have to believe him and believe his word. And so thank you for that. And our prayer in this church, the Monday night prayer, I'll tell you, we have revival in Monday night prayer meetings when we come here. It's wonderful, the anointing and the presence that's here. It just keeps going up level by level by level. And I thank you so much for, I think as long as I've been a Christian, I've been a tither, but my revelation of finances and expecting to receive and expecting to be used by God. To fund expecting to be prosperous as a result of obeying God. And I,
you're doing good, bro. Just keep going. You're doing good.
My legs are just...
Don't worry about this. Don't worry about the drunk people in the house.
And last week, my wife and I do a prayer shift just before we come here on Wednesday night. And this lady called in and has this... I mean, it was just tragic. And I can't really share all of the things that she shared that needed to be prayed about. But we begin to operate, you know, in our authority and speak to those things. And she just bursted out laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. The glory of God just... it just... Everywhere you turn, the Holy Ghost is there to...
That's it. That's it.
And you know, amen.
Oh, give him another dose, Lord. Give him another dose, Jesus. Gunny, come here. Gunny, come here. Gunny, come right over here.
Okay, well, most of you know I've only been here since the 23rd of October, or February, 2 years ago. So it's almost 2.5 years. And for the first 6 months here, I would give a little bit, not tithing, but giving, when we're supposed to, and Pastor Bob and the others. And if I'm going to start doing this right, I need to start tithing properly. And so I, like he had said, I was one of those that was tithing the proper amount, not really knowing why, except that I was supposed to. So for the last 8 months, he's taught me, and I'm totally at ease with it now. But between the school here and Pastor Bob and the whole thing, this 2 weeks ago, weekends ago, have my young Marines up at Fort Richardson, Jacksboro. And Sunday morning, we have a church service. And there's another Gunny that normally takes it over. He teaches Bible school up in Weatherford. And so he usually does it. Well, he had to be there. And so I got stuck with it, you might say. And I started going through the thing. And actually with the script that we had out, went through that script. And out of the 12 young Marines, they had led 9 of them to the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. For a backsliding Baptist for 72 years, I'm doing pretty good. And I've been having a blast. And I love catching because, like he says, I get about halfway through, and I keep getting their blessing from them through them. And then I start to get tired, but that's just because I'm younger than these other guys here, see? But it's a blast. I'm having a blast, and I'm hopefully doing what God put me here to do. So,
between Jesus. The kids, yeah. Jesus. Right. He's having a blast. Jesus. Jesus. 72-year backslidden Baptist. Come here, dear lady. What's the Lord been doing?
Ooh, what hasn't he done, Lord? So I've only been coming since March. When I came in March, that was the first revival meeting I've ever been to. I'd never seen anything like it. So it was a little intimidating. But it's been so awesome. Oh, man. God's definitely renewed my heart completely and changed my mindset on everything and changed my reality and giving me the boldness to post those videos on Facebook and talk about God's greatness. And talk about his goodness, because the Adriana of like 4 years ago wouldn't have. And so I was afraid that people weren't going to believe me. But he gave me that boldness to post those videos and talk about Jesus anyway and how awesome he is and how he completely transformed my life. And just yesterday, oh, it was so cool. Because I know what his voice sounds like now. And so there's this man where I work who was just saying super inappropriate things and making me feel really uncomfortable. So I had a lot of resentment towards this man for a long time. And normally when he would walk into the store, I'd run away or just get really angry. But yesterday he walked in. Oh, and I promise you, time stopped. And I heard God was like, you don't have to run. I love this man. No matter what he's done, I love this man. And that's all you owe to him is love. And I forgave that man. And I snapped out of it. And I promise you, I looked at that man. And it was all gone. And I know that was God, because my flesh and my emotions wouldn't have been able to do that. And so being here every single week for the last couple of months has been just so life-changing and so good, and I'm so happy I got to be here. I didn't know who you were, but I think you're awesome.
Well, my name's Basil. Give her another dose, Lord. Give her another dose, Lord. Give her another dose, Jesus. Give her another dose, Jesus. See, that's what's so wonderful about what the Lord does. So many people, they don't know who you are, but they get to know who the Holy Spirit is. And to me, that's more important than anything else. Amen. We're not in this to have a name. We're in this to carry the greatest name that the planet ever knows, and that's the name of Jesus. Amen. It's not about lifting up a man or building a ministry or doing. It's about the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And you've heard some of these folks, and let me tell you what, these folks are going to have such an impact. They're going to have such an impact for the kingdom of heaven. Are you listening to me? This is what it's about. We could stand here for another 2 hours listening to other testimonies. There's other testimonies in the house. I know there is. That people's lives are being transformed by the power of Almighty God. And some of the stuff we might never hear this side of heaven, but we're going to see the fruit that comes out of these meetings. I said we're going to see the fruit that comes out of these meetings. Amen. That's why it's so important as believers just to get connected with the Holy Spirit, because He knows who's in the house and He knows what they need. Amen. I don't have to work out anything. I just got to be following the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, some people look okay from the outside, because they have a good way of putting on a front. But the Holy Ghost knows what's going on the inside.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. And that's what we have to rely on. We have to rely on the Holy Ghost. And there's times where I lay hands on people, I don't even know what's going on, but God knows, and God sets them free. There's been people that have been healed. You've heard them. Healed in their body. I didn't even know they were sick. But they spend some time on the carpet. And that's what brings the change. Amen. I said, that's what brings the change. You don't really know what's happening here, do you? Because I've been watching you. You've been looking at these folks going, what are they laughing at? It's the joy of the Lord. That's what it is. It's the joy of the Lord. You can get some too. I mean, the worst you can get is happy. That's the worst you can get. She's getting joy now. I've just been waiting. She's getting joy. She doesn't know what it's about, but she's getting it. Come here. Let me have all of you come out here. All of you, come here quickly. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Come here quickly. You too, come. Both of you, come quickly. Stand right over here. Lift your hands to Jesus. Close your eyes. Get ready to receive. Lord, I thank you right now for the touch of heaven, Lord. There it is. Jesus. Jesus. Fill it with joy, Lord. Fill it with joy. Joy. Touch it with fresh fire, Lord. Touch it with fresh fire, Jesus. Touch it with fresh fire, Lord. Touch it with fresh fire, Lord. Jesus. 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 Fill my baby, Lord. There it is. There it is. There it is. Jesus. 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 Medication. This is just medication. Some of you should try it. Very easy. Ha ha ha. Ho ho ho. He he he. Come here, both of you. Come here quickly. It's called church cleanup. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Lord. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. Fill them up, Jesus. That's it there. That's it there. Fire from heaven. Jesus. 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 Turn up the heat in the kitchen, Lord. That's it there. That's it there. Yeah, just jump in the river. You'll be okay. Jump in the river. You'll be okay. Jesus. 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 Jump in the river. I said, jump in the river. I said, jump in the river. I said, jump in the river. Jump in the river. Come on, dear lady. If I could, I'd push you in, but I can't. You got to jump in yourself. Let the joy bubble. Let the joy bubble. Come here, both of you, Dwayne and Ned. Come here quickly. Right over here. Merry heart. Doeth good like a medicine. Like a medicine, a merry heart. But a broken spirit dryeth the bones. A merry heart is the joy of the Lord. So I take my medicine. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. So I take my medicine. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. So I take my medicine. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Divine health. Divine health. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Come here quickly. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that row. 1, 2, 3. Come here quickly. These are not drunk as you suppose. They're just filled with the Holy Ghost. These are not drunk as you suppose. They're filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. They're not drunk as you suppose. Come here, dear lady. I can't leave you sitting there by yourself. My. Come here quickly. Come here, both of you, quickly. Watch out. Lift your hands to heaven. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.